It's Comedy Shoeshine.
I've recently entered the level of fat as a man where you have to wear a collared shirt.
It's not fun to suck dick at something. That's not... And furthermore...
Unless it's a dick sucking contest.
Yeah. No, even then, I don't want to suck dick at it.
Are there ventriloquists that aren't comedians? Are there serious ventriloquists?
It's time for a Comedy Shoe Shine.
With Sandra Thomas.
Listen up.
Welcome to Comedy Shoe Shine, episode 204. How's it going, Sam?
Average.
That sounds right.
Down the middle. Yeah.
We have, well, I'll tell you what, I can cheer you up right now.
Okay.
First off, I'm just hopping into the group and just going to the group at, by the way, facebook.com/group/weaselstronghold. Just proving all the wonderful people who have requested to be part of the group and have answered the question. But I have huge breaking news. I don't know if you've seen that. This is,
yeah.
We're going to bring it to you first before it's all over national coverage and everything. Lindsay in the group says, eating Taco Bell pays off. Well, that's already a duh. Like that's already, you don't need another reason to eat Taco Bell, but we'll put that aside. She says, I won the special Taco Bell edition Xbox X from the $5 double chalupa box. We have the winner in the... What are the odds?
There's no chance that's true. I've bought all the Taco Bell and I've never won.
It's either just a really bold lie or it's national news. Like, we've got the winner of a Taco Bell edition Xbox X... Xbox One X. What the fuck is that, by the way? Are they still...
That's the new... It's just the
it's
HD.
Still an Xbox One. Oh, okay.
It's the 4... I think it's the 4K...
Oh, okay.
Whatever. What?
Huh?
Oh, my God. I'm reading about it right now. It says, it makes the Taco Bell dong noise
when
you start it instead of the standard Microsoft tongue.
Can we just buy that?
That's what I was going to say. It's like, Lindsay, do you want to sell that?
No, I mean, like, they need... Why doesn't Taco Bell sell that or something? You know, somebody... Microsoft...
Yeah. I was trying to see if it had any chalupas on it or any.
Yeah,
it doesn't look.
Is the controller a chalupa or something? Like, do you? You just hold this like. You have to hold a chalupa shaped controller the whole time.
I already have. I didn't buy the new HD one. I never play Xbox. God,
yeah,
I haven't even turned the thing on for years.
Yep. Anyway, cool. Man, so that's huge. Huge, enormous news.
Congrats.
Hey, Lindsay, post a picture when you get, I don't know, maybe she hasn't gotten it yet or something, but we want to see the chalupa controller and the, we want proof because that sounds amazing. All right. Other than that, we got nothing to talk about. So.
That's pretty much the show. That's our movie.
Yeah. So I have some various and sundry things from a while back, a couple current things, I guess, but not, I feel like this last week did not much happened to me for once.
So yeah.
Hopefully you can take over for this week.
I have, this is nothing, but, I do have a commercial that we can make fun of in a minute, but the one thing I want to say is I'm really old. Like, I'm almost 40 and, what's that?
I said, that's hard to believe, but it's actually true.
It's true. Wow. I've been trying to exercise, actually been 2 or 3 days a week doing like P90X, cardio stuff, and it's going okay, but I've just like, it's hard to, I can't do it every day because I can't walk the next day, and I'm waiting for that to stop to where my body's like, we don't have to shut down every muscle in your body for 48 hours after you do anything. It's not working yet. Like, it hasn't started happening yet. But anyway, yesterday I was looking for a workout because I have P90X3 and then Remember Insanity?
Yeah, yeah. God. Do I?
Yeah. John, I have those DVDs somewhere, and I can't find them. And I was looking for them, and I came across this, you know, one of those binders of DVDs that are, and CDs that we all have that you don't use because no one uses DVDs or CDs.
Yeah.
I have two of them in my TV thing, and they haven't been opened for like a decade. And I was looking through it, and I saw all these, you know, like Star Wars DVDs.
Oh, man.
Every good movie. And then I saw these ones that said like Game 4 and Game 1. And a couple of them were VCDs. Remember those video CDs? Whoa. I don't even know how you play those now.
Yeah. But what? Yeah.
I remembered that back like 10 years ago. Oh, man. Maybe more than
that.
Did
you grab stuff from your DVR or something?
No.
No?
What it was is I was on this basketball team with some friends that that liked to eat at the Chinese restaurant that I was making fun of last week. They were my wife's kind of high school friends, and they were like, oh, yeah, we're, you know, we have a little basketball team. And those were my, you know, we lived down there before I started, you know, moved up here and all that. And so they're cool. Like, I played with them, and they're, you know, about my level. So you played with them.
Yeah. Know? Yeah. We probably talked about that on F This or something.
Yeah. This was probably 5 years before you and I played together. Right. I think. It was a long time ago. And I remembered that. For some reason, the guy would like recorded the games with a camcorder thing. His sister would sit in the stands.
It's a strategy.
I don't feedback. Know why. And the kid, you know, my kids were on the couch, and I was like, "Oh, I think these are, you know, my old basketball games. Want to make fun of me playing basketball?" And because you know, my kids know me as just an old fat.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of weird that I used to do anything. Like, if they ever, they'd be like, oh, my dad could like run or jump at all, like a foot off the ground, maybe. Now I'm just like a guy who sits lazy around.
I don't think
you
could ever really jump, but
yeah.
No, one of my favorite, one of the best like all time kid quotes is your daughter back in the day when we were playing.
Oh yeah.
Saying she was tiny. She was still probably, I don't know, one or two, maybe two or something. And she, you know, she was at the basketball game, and she said, "Dada, are you and Uncle gonna play basketball in the sky?"
Yeah,
yeah.
As for her, it's like she's sitting down on the little bench, and everything's happening like in the sky to her.
Yeah,
yeah. That was weird. I don't even know why she said that. It was awesome. So I put a couple of them were VCDs, and they didn't work, and then I put one in, and yeah, remember those? Anyway, no. I was watching.
I kind of think I know what you're talking about, but what would it have been? Like, you put it in a computer in a place? Like, what?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I think, yeah, we went through that phase where you would have a DVD / CD-ROM on your computer that could play.
You'd have like
two
to three fucking CD drives. Like, one would like burn stuff, the other would maybe play DVDs. They could. It was a mess.
It's kind of like, remember that in-between step where you could make MP3 CDs, but
they wouldn't like, play in a CD player, and it was like, what the fuck? How do you play this?
When you're first able to burn CDs, it was like you're limited to the 45 minutes or like however long a thing was, and then it was like, oh, some cars or CD players you could put a CD that had like an infinite number of MP3s on it that didn't burn into the, you know, like a track listing. It was just like a disc, a hard drive or whatever. That lasted, like, that was insignificant.
It was like a month and a half.
Yeah, and then it was like, oh, Spotify or whatever. Or iPod, and you know.
Yeah, iPod. iPhone. And do you remember I remember in high school, one of my friends had, like, you know, the competitor of iPod back when that existed for five seconds.
Oh, yeah, what were those?
It was like it used these tiny little diskettes. God, what was it?
I know exactly what you're talking about. There was
it wasn't like a Zune or something.
Zune, yeah. That was the Microsoft one.
Yeah.
Piece of shit.
And I still remember this guy's pitch of like why this was going to.
Yeah.
Because I think I didn't, not to say that, you know, cast myself as like the guy who knew the future or anything, but I was just asking because iPod was the one I had heard of and this was some weird bullshit. And I was like, well, what's. Can this do everything that could? Oh, yeah, it could do everything. See, we got this. I'm going to pop in this little diskette into it, and it could do this. And I remember him, you know, like his pitch of like, no, this can do everything the iPod can do.
Yeah.
I'm sure it'll be just as successful.
Yeah, that's weird. Like, well, I guess because we all have phones now, but at a certain point, there was a market for like competitors to the whatever. And some of them, because I remember my friend had, he got one for like a dollar that had like infinity, yeah. like 200 terabytes.
That
like
was probably Sonic. Some startup that like got billions of dollars of seed yeah. money because of this idea. And then right after that, you know, the iPod was like, we're all just using this. And so they had worthless like inventory to get rid of. Probably that.
Yeah, God, I can't remember the brand. You know, I'm sure I've said this too, but I was working at Apple when the iPod like, came out, and I got to borrow one. And that I'll never forget is when they were like, for briefly, they had like an employee, like, you know, you get to take home like an PowerBook and whatever to use it just because you're selling them. So it's like, right. yeah, you should know what they are. And I got one of the first iPad or iPods. And
when would that have been? Like 2000?
Yeah, two. Three? Maybe not the first. Wait, let me think.
The Shuffle first came iPod out when I was there. The size of a brick. Like yeah. it was a big. It was
the one that had the circle on the front that you would like use your finger to circle around whatever for everything. Didn't have a touch screen or like anything like that.
yeah.
It wasn't the first one. I think it was like
how old it looks now. Like you think of the iPod as just, well, first off, people don't even use, that's not even exists anymore, right? It's just phones. Everything's phones. But like you still could think of the iPod as like, oh yeah, I know what that is. But if you look at what the first iPods looked like, it's ridiculous.
They sucked.
It looks like a record player. Yeah.
Well, I think because it had an actual hard disk.
Hard drive. Yeah, it had a real hard drive in there.
Yeah. So, but I got to take that home and I remember like putting headphones on and was like, this is amazing. Like I loaded all my music onto it. And it was like, I could listen to anything I want.
Yeah.
All like 100 songs that I could think of.
Oh man, those were the days.
Anyway, I don't know how we got on that.
Yeah, but, what were we talking about? Because you're
so
old.
I found the video. So I put DVD in of playing basketball or whatever. It was, I guess it was the playoffs of one year. And we just got absolutely destroyed by this team. Like, I watched the game, and I threw the ball to the other team like 10 times and like missed 100 three-pointers, and everybody got blocked in every shot, and they made every shot. But I did make like two or three threes, and I was like, yeah. But I was like my upper body, like my neck was bigger, and my back was all muscly. I was like, what? I don't even remember this. And I had a shaved head. And my kids didn't even know.
This is your Mike Bibby face?
Yeah. They're like, which one is you? And I was like, that's me. And they're like, no, that's not you.
That's funny.
And so I got kind of, so the point of the story is I got kind of like, oh yeah, basketball. Because I spent my whole life playing basketball up until after high school. That's all I played. And I was like, oh, just take the old pig skin out and shoot some hoop. Because there's a park right here.
Yeah,
with basketball hoops, and toss the old pigskin around. And so, first off, I have a ball from the 90s. It's like it's like you can't even if you go to dribble it, it just slips out of your. It doesn't have any grip.
It's like a dry. It's made of like dry leaves or something.
Yeah, that's exactly what it's like. If you made a basketball out of dry leaves, this would be the ball. And I didn't like old, I just
toss the old court skin around. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. So I went out there and it has like a pump in the ball because I kept trying to pump it up and the needle like blows out and the whole thing it goes up in the air like a loose like a when you let go
shot out of a cannon. Yeah,
it's just it's amazing. Like when I was 15 or 20 or whatever, if I wanted to play basketball, I'd have like a basketball and it was fine. And then I'd have a pump. And then now anything like that I try to do, it's like, I want to play basketball. It's like, it's like I have to go into a lab thing. And like, invent, like make spreadsheets to come up just so I could go like shoot that. I don't know. There's nothing.
Dude,
I don't
I'll
do anything.
Toss
so.
The old pigskin basketball around with you anytime.
Yeah.
Basketball is fun.
It is fun. So I went out there and I was shooting or whatever. And first I started close range and I was like, oh yeah, all right, I can still like make some shots. And then I was shooting around the free throw line and airballing everything, but then I kind of got into it and I was draining threes. But it's amazing. Two things are amazing. One is how, like, so I was trying to do a cardio workout, so I was dribbling the full court and doing layups, and by the time I would get to the rim after dribbling, I had nothing left. Like, it was basically I was jumping an inch off the ground.
Do a full layup, like, no, that's I too couldn't. much. Oh man.
And my body, I'm just imagining, like, when you're in high school and stuff, you play basketball, the lateral movement of your body, or just like bending side to side, if you're doing a layup on the other side of the rim, you know, like you come under the basket, you could turn and do all this stuff. My body is just a stiff, it's just nothing. It doesn't move anywhere. So my layup is just a fat blob that jumps straight up and the ball goes up, and can't do any twisting or turning or anything. But anyway, I was amazed at how bad I was at that. But the shooting, I can still make shots.
Yeah, you've always been a great shooter.
Yeah, it doesn't go away. I haven't shot a basketball.
Similarly, I can never shoot, and I can't learn. I don't know what it is. Like, I can sometimes make some shots, but I've never been as consistent as you. I guess I don't think I spent as much time, you know, practicing as a kid that you did. But yeah, you will always have that shooting skill somehow.
Yeah, it's just from a kid. That's all I did in school, shoot for a zillion.
To be fair, I think I'll always have a pretty good golf swing, even though I don't practice ever. Like, it clicks in. Golf's impossible, but like I keep thinking, because we were talking about maybe golfing again, because it's been a fucking year since we've golfed. And I'm always like, oh, but I'm not even going to be able to hit the ball. And it's like, no, actually, I will be able to hit the ball pretty well, but just probably inconsistent. But it's the same thing where somehow you can still do it, even though you haven't done it in a billion years. The only good thing about being old, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, some of those, because I remember playing in high school, the varsity coach could still nail like every, he was such a good shooter. I don't know if you ever noticed, but he's like 60. And we would do like shooting contests. Cathcart.
Cathcart, yeah.
He was amazing. He would make like, we would do free throw contests and he would make like 90%.
Well, this guy, Cathcart, is one of the weirdest things. So he was a teacher. He was, I don't think he was still coaching basketball when I was there, and I didn't play basketball anyway. But he was doing PE and he was the golf coach.
Yeah.
Yeah. He still was an amazing golfer too.
Yeah.
And he didn't look that old. Like, someone would tell, somebody someday told me, like, you know how old that guy is? Like, he's like fucking 70 or something.
Yeah.
And he looks like he was 50, which is, you know, for you, that's looking pretty good soon.
Yeah.
I remember one thing I was going to mention is he would, for the golf tournaments or whatever, the matches, like he and the coaches and the assistant coaches would like tee off behind all the high school players, you know, like the high schoolers would go out.
Just tee off on those.
Yeah. They just fucking tee off on them. which I kind of want to be a golf coach now, because that sounds kind of nice. Like, you coach golf, your team goes out, plays, and then you play some golf behind him. And I remember he was like, one of the matches, he came back and, you know, he was laughing or something. And he was like, oh, yeah, I got a hole in one on the third hole on Greenhorn. And the reason he was laughing was I think it was super fluky. Like, he hit a bad shot and it, like, you know, it like hit somewhere and then like rolled onto the green and was a hole in one. And he had like, I want to say in the double digits of holes in one in his life, but it was some number that was not one. It was like seven or something. I've never had a hole in one. I've come close, but I've at times have been a really good golfer. There's some guys who are like a natural athlete, or maybe because he's 100, maybe he spent decades like just perfecting athletics of all kinds, and you never lose it somehow.
Yeah, I bet. It makes me wonder how good of an athlete he was when he was younger. He's probably
amazing. I bet. Probably
he had
like,
to be like 60 when he was my coach, which means he's 90.
I think he's older than our mom, isn't he?
Yeah, he totally is.
Yeah, so that means 100. I don't know how old that is, but
he must be 80.
He could be 80. He literally, really, literally, he's probably still draining threes right now as we talk. Fucking draining.
One can only hope. But yeah, I naturally, you know, just bought like a good professional game used NBA ball for $4 yesterday.
Yeah. And, you just grab $50 on Amazon or something. I've done the same thing.
Yeah. But yeah, man, basketball rules.
I'll play basketball any goddamn time. It's so fun.
But all I did was, I told you I ran. To try to burn myself out, do like the cardio burnout, I did the lines, the old basketball drill of you start on the baseline, which is the line like out of bounds underneath the basket. Then you run to the free throw line, touch the line, back to there, then half court, back to the baseline. Then the other free throw line, back to the baseline, and then baseline to baseline. And I had my kids, I was like, let's do it, you know, see how, if I could beat you guys or whatever.
Kids just fucking smoke you and you
thinking
collapse.
Like I would beat them by two courts. Like they would, they would be at half court when I was done with the whole thing.
Yeah.
And I was running like as pretty much as hard as I could without dying. And my daughter was like, you know, half court behind me, like not even that far. Yeah. I don't know if she's kind of fast or if I'm that slow. She wasn't that far behind.
Yeah. But the thing about kids is like, your long stride, I'm sure you could still beat them, but they'll never get tired. Like you
do. Yeah, they don't get tired.
You could do half of one of those. You know, I was just thinking of, in retrospect, the most brilliant fucking thing that basketball, all the asshole basketball coaches, you know, we had throughout the years would do is the lines at the end of practice. You run lines, and the key is, though, that everybody has to shoot free throws, and you miss, then the team's got to run lines. It's diabolically genius. I don't know how many people went through this process, but it's perfect. Because in retrospect, you know, at the time, and it was mostly true, I thought of most of what basketball coaches and PE teachers did as just evil. Like, they're just trying to be evil and you know, like, make kids...
Like, take out their frustrations
just
life.
Be awful to kids at all times. But actually, that drill, it makes a lot of sense. Like, you want a pressure situation to practice, you know, to be able to make free throws when there's a lot at stake. And yeah, it's the added benefit of either your whole team will suck dick at free throws and they'll be well conditioned, or maybe they'll be good at free throws, and then that's fine. It actually makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Anyway. Man, I don't remember, I'm trying to remember, like, ever having that. I'm sure that happened, but I don't remember it ever being like, so we got in a fight because some guy like couldn't make his free throws.
Yeah, there was always the overweight kid that like got a lot of that. Because
I wonder if they did that to us as adults at like a work setting where everyone was just like on edge all the time. Because as a kid, you're like, oh, I have to run another, you know, couple lines. What does that matter? Like, what are you doing? You know? Like you said, you don't really get that tired. So you're just like, oh, I have a mild inconvenience of running this one more time. If they did that at work, where it's like no one gets their bonus if this, you know, like
I'd be murdered,
kill each other. Yeah. You get away with it on kids; they have no, like it's not really a big deal.
Man, dude, this is one that's really funny. I want to get this in the historical record for when I'm older, because it's a just funny Phoebe thing she's doing. I don't know if your kids did any of this, but at daycare, they do a certain amount of teaching. Hand signals or whatever, like sign language, a certain amount. And when Lydia first brought this up back when either she was pregnant or, you know, Phoebe was too little or whatever, she was like, oh yeah, they teach them sign language. And I was thinking like, I don't understand. Like either they can talk, either they understand enough to talk and say what they want, or they, I didn't get that there would be some sort of intermediate phase where they can't say they know that they want something, but they can't say it. But they'd be able to learn a hand signal. It seemed far-fetched to me. I didn't.
Yeah.
But I guess it's kind of true. And Phoebe doesn't seem to know any other. I think there's like three or four they're supposed to know. She only knows one. And the one she knows. Did your kids ever do any of that?
Yes.
The one she knows is supposed to be more. And it's supposed. So cute. It's supposed to be the sign for more. And it's we were trying to look it up because we actually Googled. We're like, what is she doing? She just didn't quite learn what it is. So it's like she doesn't say the right word and she doesn't do the right hand signal. So for a while, we're like, what the fuck is she trying to tell us? But we looked it up and the signal is supposed to be putting your, okay, I'm trying to see if it's a podcast, you know, it's an audio medium, but putting your two hands together, like putting all your fingers and your thumb together, like your fingertips and your thumb together, I think. You know, like imagine that. So you kind of aligned your fingers and then bringing them together like, dut, 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 you know, like, I can't describe that very well, but bring your two hand fingertips together, touching finger, like that's supposed to be more, okay. More. That means more. Well, Phoebe does essentially a timeout signal. Like she does like, whoa, 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 time. Like, that's pretty much what she does. So she's doing half of it. On one hand, she's doing the thing, but the other hand is like, you know, her palm is just up and she's hitting her palm like time out. And it's so specific looking that I was like, oh, they must have. This can't be more. This has got to be something else because she's so deliberate in the fact that she's doing a timeout. So I guess that means they just had taught her half of it. And we're like, oh, fuck, this is too hard. I can't teach her that. And so, but the funny thing is here. And also she says my, like my my, she can't say more. I think, yeah. I think toddlers have a hard time with R's, which, you know, to be fair, it's, they're kind of tricky. I think she says my, and she just does this all the time. All the time she does this. But yeah. what's particularly funny about this is, and it's one of those things where it only makes sense as a, you know, as a infant that's like learning shit, you know, she uses the more sign. She uses more in really like abstract ways. So like, it's so great. Some of the best examples are, she loves, you know, dogs and cats. And who doesn't love dogs and cats, especially when you're one and a half or whatever she is. And she'll, so if we see a dog, so like the other day we were in a some sort of store, you know, Lydia was shopping at, and I was holding Phoebe. And this girl had this just badass dog. Like, this dog was from 101 Dalmatian, not a Dalmatian, but what's the other dog that's like in charge of, I don't know. It's been 1,000 years since. Anyway, one of those impressive dogs. It was like, it was 6 feet tall and it was groomed, you know, like groomed professionally. So it had like a nice hairdo. And I was like, that is a, wow, that's a dog. And then, so when we see the dog, Phoebe loves the dog. You know, she gets really excited. And then she goes, my, like she wants, if she sees a dog, she does the more sign. Like, oh, well, surely there's more dog somewhere. Like, you,
yeah.
I want more of this concept of dog. Yeah. And in this particular time, I was like, it's not going to get more dog than that. Like, that's the most dog. That dog is the most dog you're ever going to see in your life. And then, like, I turned on, she's getting used to hockey, you know, because I watch, obviously, the Sharks every time. She doesn't go to a lot of my games because they're too late. But, you know, I watch the Sharks all the time. And when she sees the Sharks, she says, Dada. Oh, Dada. You know, like, that's Dada somehow. And the other day when I had hockey on, it, like, went to a commercial or something. And she went, my, like, she went. So, like, she's, yeah, no, and I was with her, like, yeah, I know, we all want more hockey all the time, but you just have to wait for when it comes back. I'm sorry, there can't, it's
so
just really
funny.
Is she doing
the hand signal every time?
Yes,
too, or not?
She does every the hand time. Signal every time. She does the timeout, but again, she's doing half of it. Like, she's had a stroke and half of one of her hands doesn't work. I don't understand why that, why, and I've tried to teach her. I'm like, no, it's actually this, you know, two, all your fingertips together. Like, the signal is like, try to get all of your fingertips of both your hands to touch each other. That's basically the signal. And you do it a few, you know, back and forth a few times. And she's just doing that timeout signal. It's the weirdest thing. I don't know how she got onto that. But it's just so funny. Whenever we, whenever we see one of the cats in the house, because, you know, I have five fucking cats. When we see one of the cats in the house, she's like, mine. She wants to go through all of them. It's so funny.
Yeah. It's awesome how they get. Yeah. You see them. Develop so slowly that they just, like, you get, it's a, you get a long phase of, like, you know exactly really what they understand and what
yeah
they say.
Yeah.
It's not so fast where you're like, oh, it's interesting.
My favorite, probably one of my favorite things right now is when you try to get her to say a word that she doesn't know and just fucking nonsense comes out. It's so funny.
Yeah.
There's, you would think, like, if, you know, if you haven't been a parent or spent time with a kid who's just learning words, you would think that they would be, like, close. You know, you'd think if I try to get her to say, I don't know, let's say, can you say horse or something? You know, like, she's got our different animals. She knows she can say at. She says at for cat. And she says, what else does she say? She can kind of say puppy. And she, my favorite is fish. We get her to say fish and she just goes, fss.
Yeah.
But, like, if you try to get her to say one she doesn't know, like maybe horse or lion, like sometimes she'll cry, like she'll, you can see, it's so amazing. You can see her brain, almost like a computer, tries to, like, go to the files that should be there. And her eyes kind of realize, like, that's not anything. Like, I don't know that. And sometimes she'll kind of start to tear up, like she doesn't know how to say it. You know, I'm asking her, it's like file not found kind of thing. Like, her brain is having an error. And so I don't want to distress her or anything, but sometimes when you ask her to say something she doesn't know, she'll just be like, that is from, like, she'll be really specific and say nothing to do with whatever you just said.
Yeah.
Like, hey, Phoebe, say horse. Then you're just like, what the fuck was that? It's so funny to see. It's one of my favorite things.
Yeah, I don't have very little of that with my son. Obviously, my daughter has a better vocabulary than I do now. But
she really does.
Yeah, my son, the only funny things he does now is he's like, yesterday, he wants to play all he wants to do is play video games. And we don't let him play except for on Saturdays. They play a little bit. And he was like, when are we going to play? They want to play Mario Party like all the time. And I was like, well, you have, you know, on your Christmas break, you can play. And he goes, oh, I don't know what that is. That's the kind of stuff he does now.
Yeah.
He has no memory. Like he understands everything, but like new, like a Christmas break or summer break or certain things like that. He's still like every day is go to school or not go to school. That's basically what there is.
That's so interesting.
He still barely is like, oh, it's the weekend. I don't, he understands that like Saturday, Sunday, no school, every other day school. But if it's ever like, oh, because you know they have like in service or whatever, like professional development day. He's like, I don't know why I'm not going to school. I'm like, yeah, it doesn't matter.
You're
not
figure it out eventually. Yeah.
He's like,
do you remember that with Lara at all?
What?
Do you remember Lara having that same thing?
No, or she just totally has a terrible level.
Yeah, terrible it's memory.
A genius baby.
Yeah, yeah. Lara's way too smart for her own good.
Yeah, she, I don't. Well, you'll get this too, I'm sure, but. They have this, her classroom has this app called Seesaw, and you log in and you choose your kid or whatever.
You track like all their homework and stuff?
Yeah. Homework as much as like their daily schoolwork and anything she does. Now, you know, I resisted signing up for it because I knew I'd get like a billion emails all day of what she's doing. And like, I don't really want to know what she's doing all day.
Yeah. You know? There should still be a little bit of separation or something. I don't know.
Yeah, and it's like view and comment. Like everything she does shows up as a post, and it's like view and comment. I'm like, what? So are parents going here like, great work, honey, on like everything they do all day at school?
Yeah, that can't
be right.
They
have no privacy to like be at school. Yeah, but anyway, it's just odd because she has journal. They do like writing things, and her writing's like, it doesn't. Like I know she's smart. I know she's 9, but when you read your kid's writing, it's hard to explain, but you're like, oh, they're that smart? Like they can actually write all that?
That's crazy.
It's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's, I don't like, I do want to be able to know, you know, cause one thing our parents did exquisitely well, I do give them credit for some things, was we had to do our fucking schoolwork. And if we didn't, it was the end of the world. And when other kids, to the point where when other kids would like not do something or they'd get bad grades, it was genuinely confusing to me. Like as a little kid, I was like, I don't understand. You just didn't do it. Like what? Like I couldn't understand even the concept of not doing something, like not doing some homework at a certain age. You know, it was just like, and if I remember the like legendary tale of when our sister, who, you know, and our sisters were both way better students than we were, because I don't know what it is. Like girls can somehow, in our family anyway, at least. And I think it's actually true. Societally, I think the data shows that like girls are better at focusing and doing schoolwork early on. And certainly was true anyway in our family. Like the girls in our family aced everything and did every homework ever. And we would kind of plod along and still get good grades, but not, I got better grades than you, but like we couldn't really, I don't know about you, but I could not focus. Like I couldn't do homework. I'd have to struggle. Anyway, the point is, there's a legendary tale of when our sister didn't do one homework assignment in third grade and like got a call from like the teacher was on the phone and what was it? It was like the teacher called home and like told our dad that she didn't do her homework this one assignment this one time. And it was the worst thing that ever happened in the Smith household. Like it was legend. That was one thing they did really well. So I do want that. Like, I want some of that. Like, I want my kids to do that. But I don't like the big brother seeing every, you know what I mean? It's kind of creepy if you're seeing every single thing your kids are doing all the time.
Yeah, they were, our parents were really good, or well, our dad is really good at demanding stuff of us that he couldn't do. So he's really good at that.
Fair. Yeah,
true. I mean, as far as I know, he probably did his homework, but he had probably no problem. Being like, this is not something that I was ever able to do, but you're doing it, which I guess is, I don't know, it's probably better.
Yeah, you know what? When you mention that, it reminds me of how was there ever like your friends, you know, as a kid, you'd go to your friends and you'd see how they'd interact with their parents, and it would be shocking to me sometimes because when we were kids, our dad might as well have been, you know, Saddam Hussein or something. Like it was a dictator. It was like Kim Jong-il, or which one are we on now? Kim Jong-un. I can't remember. I get them mixed up, but it was one of the Kim Jongs. And it would be like that. Like, there wasn't any, there was no negotiation. There was no bargaining. There was, it was just, it was really with our dad as a kid, it was like an avoidance and a, we were like, I felt a lot of just trying to fucking survive. You know, I was just like, how do I not have this person yelling at me or like, what, you know, it was a lot of that.
Oh,
and then sometimes you'd go to your friend's house and they'd like either talk back or not even in a bad way. They just like question their dads in a way. And it was just like, holy shit, something bad's going to happen. And then like nothing happened. You know what I mean? It was the weirdest thing. Like they'd interact or they just like if their dad was mad. Here's a big one. I had a friend who, when his dad was mad one time about something, we were a little older, but still kids. We might have been probably freshman in high school or something, or sophomore in high school. So like around the time when I'm sure a healthy relationship with your kids starts changing a little bit, and it's not, you know, it's not just like yelling at them and do this or else, you know what I mean? But our dad was still that pretty much. And I remember his dad was mad about something. And was kind of, you know, was pretty mad. You know, he had a dad who could get mad as well, but like he made a joke about it or something, or like teased him a little bit, his dad at this point. And I was like, oh my God, he's going to be killed. Like this is going to be, it somehow he was like, he had the relationship with his dad where when his dad was mad about something, it could be the subject of humor. That was not something that could happen in our house. No. There's no way we'd be murdered. We wouldn't be here doing this podcast for you today. God, it was always confusing.
Yeah, I know. I sometimes with my kids, like they don't have any respect for us at all. So I'm like, man, I kind of wish I had that fear in them. They had the fear in them that I had. I don't know how.
It's like when people are like, well, say what you will about the Nazis. The trains did run on time.
Yeah. I don't understand how they did that to us. Like, or I guess just our dad, but. I can't do that to my kids. I sometimes I wish I could. Like, at least they would respect me and do what we tell them to do. But.
There's definitely trade-offs. Like, it is good in certain ways to be able to have your kids just do what the fuck they need to do and not, like, constantly question you or whatever, I guess.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, I don't know where the line is. That is something I'm really worried about finding, you know? Like, I kind of hope I can find the right balance of that. I don't know.
Yeah, it's really hard.
Because I noticed, I mean, we already have this where it's already true. And I had a feeling this was going to be true just for whatever reason. Where like Lydia, if we're trying to get Phoebe to do something, like strap her into the thing or change her diaper, do something like that. Sometimes Lydia will be like, well, she just doesn't let me do this. You have to do it because she just doesn't. And I'm like, you just do it. I don't understand. Somehow we already have a dynamic where she behaves differently for me, or it's me behaving different. I don't know what it is. So like, I think that'll exist somewhat just naturally, but I don't know what that will be.
Yeah. Well, kids just try to, they don't have a job. So their whole life is trying to figure out how to get what they want.
Yeah, that's true.
It's all, that's amazing. Their full-time job. So they will play you and against your wife or know the one that they can try to remember, like asking mom versus asking dad or all that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
they figure awesome. That out like
instantly.
Cause it's not that they're, I don't think they're like, it's not that they're that smart as much as it just is that that's all that there is for their whole existence. It's all they so have funny. To do.
God, do you remember when all that mattered was if we could play video games? I was just thinking about that the other day. Like, all that mattered was like, can we play Street Fighter 2 or something, whatever it would be. And that was like the difference between the best thing ever and the worst thing ever. It was like, if we couldn't play anything, it was death. Yeah. God, those were the days. Those were the days.
I wish I had that feeling about it.
I know. All right. We got to do your commercial.
Yeah. Play the commercial. You haven't seen it again. You probably have. You have to.
Have seen I'm not sure. Let's see.
What we got.
We sent a mystery device.
What is it?
These are the reactions.
Portal, call Lauren. Wait, it's moving.
And if I go over here, camera follows me, doesn't it?
You can see up here, right?
Yeah.
Portal from Facebook TV. Like,
what do you think they're trying to show on this commercial? Off the top here.
So they're moving back and forth, and the camera is like following them, this automatic portal thing.
16.
Yeah, it's like. It's hard. It's really hard to do over audio.
Thanks,
Dad. God. For a while, this commercial was on like every other commercial. It's something I was watching. And I just kept... It kept getting more and more annoying at how, like, they have to show people moving different directions, stretching as high as they can. The girl's, like, standing on the couch. And the guy's, like, running around his apartment. No one would do that if you had it. You just... It's like either you can see the person or you can't. No one's ever... Have you ever done a call of any device where you're trying to see how far someone can see you on, like, even just a video phone call? Like,
yeah.
The guy's running in place.
Yeah. Oh, there's like God. Yoga. Like, you're, there's oftentimes I'll do a FaceTime when I'm doing yoga and I need the camera to follow my head while I do stretches. Yeah. They really are like, we need to show the fuck out of this one feature we have, which is that it's like a screen that swivels automatically a little bit, I guess.
But yeah, I just seeing it 1,000 times just got more and more annoying that, like, you know, obviously you'd want to show off that it can show more things or move along, but God, they just overdo it to infinity. The whole entire thing is like different people the girl's standing on one leg on her couch. It's not like she's doing exercises.
No. Like, yeah, this last one that I paused on is just nothing. It's just
Freaking over the top. God, it's driving me nuts. The guy running around his I guess to show the camera falling, it was kind of funny that you're running around, but God. The bending when they're standing straight up and bending their, you know, hips or whatever to the left and the right is the one that always, when would that ever be a thing? You're not you're not doing a chat with someone, you're like, yeah, like, this is frustrating because every time you do that thing where you bend to the side at your waist, I can't see what you're saying. Like, that's never a thing that would ever happen in a conversation.
Yeah.
If you were, like, cooking or something, like, and you're...
I need to do FaceTime with someone, but I also need to finish my yoga workout. What am I to do?
Just don't call if you're doing yoga.
Or just settle for audio. It's not really a problem that I can't see somebody. I don't need to see anybody. You know what's funny is, because, you know, I do a lot of interviews with people, and there's no good way to say, like, turn off your fucking camera, you know, because sometimes you Skype in and they have their camera on, you know. And so I'll try to be like, oh, yeah, just, you know, for the bandwidth, because for me, it's uncomfortable. I never turn mine on. And it is partly that I want good audio quality. So I figure, like, you know, if their internet sucks, like, don't use the video. But sometimes, like, there's no, if they don't take the hint, there's no good way to be like, I don't want to look at you. Like, let's just do voices. I don't want to see you. I don't want to look at you. We're not just, this is a voice only thing.
Oh, I remembered something else to talk about. Are we doing a boner? Should I save it? Should I unsheath the boner or?
I don't care. Up to you. Either way.
We can just do it, everyone boner, I guess.
Yeah, everyone boner. Everyone gets a boner.
Christmas boner. remember months ago I was making fun of the Peloton, that bike thing? Dude, anyway, I don't know if you've noticed, but it's...
Did you buy it?
No. God, no. It is the... Like, whoever was at Peloton was like, we're going to do Christmas. We're Christmas this year. It's every radio... Probably maybe
give
on a
the
podcast.
Gift of Peloton.
Dude. It's unbelievable. It's on every channel, everything, every radio station, all the time. Peloton, 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 Peloton. Everything's Peloton. And I even have people that are like, yeah, I bought one. It's awesome. My wife and I, like, share the subscription. And then, like, you can do – one of my friends was trying to sell me on it.
Wow.
And it's amazing how you can do that as a – like, why doesn't every company try and do that? Because it totally works. Especially Christmas time. You just say, all right, we're going to be Christmas this year. Do they have a raffle as to, like, who's Christmas? Who gets to be Christmas this year?
I don't know.
Because I wonder, you know, they must have just said, we'll spend $1 billion or whatever, but it's totally working. Everybody's buying the dumb thing. And it's like $2,000 or whatever it is, but you can make, oh, what did the guy say? He's like, yeah, it's $100 a month, and then 50 of that is like the, you know, the subscription to the live workouts and all that or whatever. And then the other 50 is the payment for the rest of your life. Like, it's for 200 months or whatever, 20 months. I guess it must be 2 years, but that, I guarantee you, everybody who bought one will do it for 3 months and they'll have the pellet. They'll be paying $50 a month for a stupid bike for the next 12 or 16 months.
But brilliant.
It is so
That's how
amazing.
Everything works. Or is it just us? Do you think it's just us? No, that's pretty much everybody. There's got to be a couple people who just follow through on things. there's probably like three. Nah. Yeah.
Yeah, there's really not.
And they're the president. Well, no, not this president, but they are running the world probably. If there's three people who can like buy a Peloton and use it for 2 years, I want to see who that is. What do you think it is? One out of what proportion of humans would you say who buy a Peloton, a 2-year payment, use it for the whole 2 years regularly?
One out of a thousand.
I think it's more than that, actually. I think it's 1 out of 25,000 at least. Dude, 1 out of 1,000?
Yeah.
That's a lot more people than you think.
Yeah, I guess so.
I don't know. I could be wrong.
The thing that's funny is like they need, it's not like, it's not like a house or a car where it's like, look, like if you're with Peloton, you know, you're like, we just need them to buy the bike. Like they need you to like keep buying the service too, because that's where they would make more money.
Well, to be fair, or like, I don't know why I said that. In thinking about it, they probably can easily do that, because I feel like how many people are like just using the bike and not, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like the people who are quitting probably aren't thinking, well, I can do it myself without the video. They're probably thinking like, oh God, I got to get back into this. Well, I better, you know, I need the lesson part. I need the coach like yelling at me part.
Yeah.
I bet they have no problem keeping that sales going.
Yeah. But like you said, people quit after probably 6 months. They don't do anything. They don't do either. So I don't think they would make enough money off of that. Like they would, to really make a lot of money as a company, I bet they need like, you know, millions, or not millions, but hundreds of thousands of subscribers every month. Cause that's where they would make, you know, probably what the amount they make on the bike itself is a one-time thing. It's probably not enough, but I was thinking,
well, but that fucking, the video service is all profit though. I'm sure that costs like nothing.
Saying.
Yeah.
That's where they would make the money. And I'm saying, it doesn't work, because if you, the person who quits the thing, it doesn't do it anymore.
No, here's how I think it goes. Here's how I think the thing goes. You've quit using your, you know, you got your Peloton for Christmas and you used it for 3 weeks. And then
that's 80% of the people.
Easily. And then 4 months later, you're looking at your budget with your significant other, with your spouse.
Yeah.
You're like, God, what can we cut? And then you see the Peloton line items here and you're like, oh, can we get, and you're like, no, I can't. We're paying for that for 2 years.
2 years.
And then your spouse smartly is like, well, hold on, but there's two things here. What about the video thing? And then you're like, well, but if I'm ever going to do it, like if I can't get rid of the bike, I need, you know what I mean? I feel like it's like, well, I have to pay the bike. So if I have to pay the bike, I might as well have the video thing. If I'm going to get back into it. I swear to God, I'm going to get back into it.
Yeah.
And when I get back into it.
I pulled my hamstring.
Yes. Yeah. Dude, you say that, but that's the fucking reason I haven't lifted weights in months.
I know. I can't.
God,
my arm
sucks.
Is broken. I can't do it.
I was doing really well lifting weights all the time. And then Robbie Glantz ruined my groin and I couldn't. Ruined it. Like I'd have to change my whole workout. And I should, because I've been shitty and not doing it. But like I can't set, it's weird. Like for some reason, my dumb brain can't accept the fact that I have to modify the workout I was doing. Like I have to do almost nothing, like way less. You know, I can't do all the leg stuff, which is what I want to do anyway, because, you know, skipping leg day is the easy thing to do. So I want to make sure I do that for hockey and stuff. But like, it's too much. I can't do it. And so I just quit. Like I can't fucking get back into it. It's killing me.
I know. That's how I do it. Worse. That's how I am with everything.
Yeah.
I have a broken arm and I'm somehow still kind of doing exercises. I'm just going to have it hurt for the rest of my life, I decided. Because I'm not going to wait for it to heal.
That's what I've realized with my groin, is it's just hurt forever. But it's hurt at an acceptable level for now. So it'll be coming on a year soon. Like, right? It'll be a year of just the worst.
Dude, but, what I was going to say about this Peloton that's funny is, imagine if this was invented, I guess it doesn't really work, because if this was invented 20 years ago, which there were there's been thousands of exercise things.
Bajillions. Nordic track. It all folds up and goes under your bed.
But no matter what they do with the whole, like, we have the live classes, and you know, everyone who buys one is obviously, there's an app and there's email, so you get, I'm sure they just constantly notify your email, like, you haven't worked out for a week. You haven't joined a class. This is, a discount to re-sign up for this. Like, they have all those kind of marketing tools now, and it still doesn't matter. I bet you anything, it's still the same percentage of people just quit. Doesn't do
it. I think that's kind of the whole business, though. Isn't that better for business? Like they always say with gym memberships, like their ideal situation is you sign up for a gym membership and then never go to the gym. Like, then it's just.
But that's a physical place with.
True. But this, I mean, for the industry as a whole, it's good that people never follow through on anything, because then they can sell you the next thing. Like, okay, you weren't able to stick with Peloton, but now we've got this fucking magical wheel bullshit that you, like an ab wheel. There's always the key. Every human thinks like the key is just, I need the right gadget. Like the one I can't, when really they need to have a fucking Hitman, like Hitman workout service. You don't do it, we kill
Gun
you.
Point.
Like, we'll come, you sign away your rights. We'll come just shoot you if you don't do it. That's the only way to make people work out. Too bad that's not legal. I wish it were. Like, it'd be a hell of a way to get a workout.
Nothing Some guy in just the shows world up. In human existence is better for you than working out, just exercising at all, and people can't do it.
Yeah.
People are like just mentally, myself,
Myself included.
Mentally miserable.
I have these fucking, this is the worst too, because as everybody listening knows, hockey is the only way I can stay in shape when I'm not Pokewalking, which, because Pokemon was ruined, I didn't really do that last week. Anyway, that's a whole nother story. But hockey's the only thing I can do. And then I realized I have these fucking 10:45 hockey games lately. I had one on Friday. Yeah. We got another goddamn 10:45 p.m. hockey game tonight. And that's worse. It's actually worse than not exercising, I've realized, because when it's that late, I eat all day, so I don't change, when I have a game at like, 7, I don't really eat dinner because I'll barf on the ice. So I kind of eat light, and then I come back and I've burned a ton of calories, and I don't have to eat that much, because after you work out, usually, you don't feel like that physically hungry. And so it's good to lose weight. When it's 10:45, I eat all day, I eat a full dinner. And then I go play, and then I can't go to sleep. So I'm up all night snacking, because what else are you going to do when you're up all night? Then, because it's so fucking late and my body's ruined and I'm tired, I wake up and I'm ruined the next day, and I don't even move the next day. It's like, it's worse than not working out.
Yeah, I quit doing those. Well, I quit altogether, I never did those games. Yeah, that's
they're
worst.
The worst. Fucking stupid.
And I have
the problem
to
is, I love hockey too much now. I can't. I can't not play it, so I'm probably going to go tonight.
Yeah, we got to fucking go. Oh, wait, but then you won't be able to do Stig time tomorrow if you...
Oh, no, I'll do it. It's fine. I'll do
Stig. Just time. Don't play tonight and we'll kill it. We'll overdo it tomorrow.
I'm not you. I don't need to not play tonight. I'll make myself... Like, if I make myself do stuff, I'll do it. But like, I had a 10:45
game
Friday.
You just said you won't be able to sleep and you'll...
No, that's true. No, but I'll do... Dude, you don't understand. I'll get excited for Stig time and I'll go play Stig time. I actually... Nah. Get excited to play hockey. The problem is, like, Friday night I had 10:45, right? And Saturday is Saturday. And so it was 2 weeks, and I had nothing.
Saturday.
Yeah, true. That checks out. I had nothing I had to do, and I didn't, so like I just sat all day. You know what I mean? Like, if I had something I had to do, I would probably do it. But because it was a Saturday. Anyway, the point is, let's do it. We'll play Stig time tomorrow. All right, everybody. We'll see you on the ice tomorrow at Stig time, probably around 12:15, show up, everybody. We'll see you there. That was the whole Comedy Shoeshine hockey Stig time. And Lindsay can bring her new Xbox and show us.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. See you next week.
This has been a Comedy Shoeshine. Find us online at comedyshoeshine.com. Or like us on Facebook.com/ComedyShoeshine. Definitely follow us on Twitter @ComedyShoeshine. And most importantly, help keep the podcast going at Patreon.com/ShoeShine.
Now enjoy the rest of this badass song.